It's now just a matter of days before mandatory country of origin labeling, or COOL, goes into effect. Although the livestock industry has known for quite some time now that it was coming, the details of the rule have only recently really been fully ironed out. And even those rules are interim rules and could be adjusted further by USDA. Ross Wilson is president and chief executive officer of the Texas Cattle Feeders Association, says it is a long time coming.
This issue originated back in 2002, was postponed for various reasons, mainly because it was such an expensive proposition at that time for producers. There was a lot of opposition by groups including our own that we needed to rewrite the COOL law, which occurred in the 2008 Farm Bill.
Ross Wilson says that those changes have improved the program.
There were some significant improvements from the 2002 to the 2008 Farm Bill as a result of the efforts of a lot of different organizations. The penalties for simple mistakes were reduced dramatically, but most important, a very onerous record-keeping system that existed in the 2002 law was streamlined dramatically. And in essence, producers can use very simple affidavits, or they can use, normal business records to identify the country of origin of the animals that they're dealing with.
Producers do indeed have affidavits that they'll be working with developed by the industry. Ross Wilson explains how the affidavits are going to work.
The cow-calf producer, as they sell their cattle to a local buyer or take them to the local auction, would provide an affidavit stating that their cattle are of U.S. origin. The local auction would compile a number of those affidavits from their local customers and provide those to the buyers that come to the weekly auctions. But USDA, in an effort to further streamline the process, will recognize what they refer to as a composite affidavit. So if they have 20 customers that bring 20 different lots of cattle to the auction that day, and there are three order buyers that buy those in various fashions and sets of cattle, then each of those 20 individual affidavits do not have to be copied and follow those animals through the rest of their lives as they move forward in the production chain.
A key for making country of origin labeling, or COOL, work will be getting folks along the pipeline, along the highway that the beef cattle travel along, getting those folks involved. For example, our livestock markets.
They are developing stamps that can be used for the local auction to simply stamp their existing paperwork, whether it be an invoice or a bill of sale. They also were involved in helping develop the language that goes on an affidavit, or they can take the single line that indicates that says, I attest that these animals represented on this invoice are of U.S. origin. And the auction can simply put that on the bottom of their existing paperwork. If they want to build it in, they can do that. If they want to stamp it on that document, they can. The producer then would simply sign and date that. There also needs to be a description. It can be very brief as a group of cattle. Needs to be some type of description as to the animals that are covered by that particular affidavit.
Back to our affidavits that we talked about a little earlier, Ross tells us that there are individual and composite affidavits, but there's also a continuous affidavit that applies at the auction market or at the feed yard.
Let's assume that the auction or the feed yard have a customer that does business with them uniquely or brings their cattle to the auction market every year, has done so for years. They could sign a one-time continuous affidavit and put it in the file of the auction market and not have to repeat that process each time. That same process would be applicable to a feed yard providing that to a packer. Then, if the producer markets their animals in one group for an annual period of time, you wouldn't have to worry about another affidavit as a cow-calf or stocker operator.
Now, if you break the herd into multiple groups, Ross Wilson tells us a one-line affidavit would be used to provide the information that's required by the rules unique to the transaction. He says the same could apply to feed yards. In fact, he envisions some feed yards will simply add a column to their weekly show list that indicates country of origin. Now, the industry has been working closely with USDA on these affidavits and the paperwork that will allow this whole system to work as far as the live animals are concerned. According to Ross Wilson, there are a significant number of cattle in the production system that don't have paperwork supporting their country of origin at this point. Because of that, he says several organizations convinced USDA to provide for verification of country of origin by visual inspection.
Which would simply allow a stocker operator, an auction market, or a feed yard to visually inspect each animal and note whether they were of U.S. origin, Mexican origin, or Canadian origin. And the reason that we're able to take that approach and USDA agreed to it is that they have a very long-term effective system in place to identify very effectively and permanently identify with brands, ear tags, ear tattoos, the imported feeder cattle from Canada and Mexico. And there is an affidavit that has been developed for that purpose.
For those producers already looking ahead and using the National Animal ID System, Ross Wilson tells us that these two work very well together indeed.
USDA puts a tremendous stock in the National Animal Identification System and the other QSA and other systems, verification of age and source, and they accept those at face value. They know that if an animal arrives at a point, at a transaction with an official NAIS ear tag or other marking, whether it's electronic or visually read, that that animal has the documentation to verify country of origin. And the system beyond that is very simple. In fact, there's really no other paperwork that needs to follow that animal.
Country of origin labeling is the law of the land, and it'll actually be implemented in just a matter of days as of the 1st of October. We appreciate Ross Wilson being with us today, President, CEO of the Texas Cattle Feeders Association. And I'm Ron Hayes on the Oklahoma Farm Report.